And we say, praise the Lord. Come on, let's celebrate him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate him. Let's celebrate him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. For the Lord is good. Mercy endureth forever. Who's good? The Lord is good. How long does his mercy endure? Forever. Forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We are excited. We are glad you could share this Sunday with us. Amen. We praise God. Jesus is still on the throne. He's at the right hand of God. And nobody have moved him, and he'll never be moved. So we have nothing to fear. Jesus is on the throne. Had a little cartoon that used to come on and say, you have nothing to fear. Underdog is here. But I'm telling you, we're talking about the real Jesus. He's on the throne. Hallelujah. Hell couldn't keep him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he satisfied the claims of justice, he got up. Amen. And everything that used to hold us, everything we were guilty of, it got taken care of. No longer are we held in bondage. Amen. Amen. We're good to see all our candidates here. What I like to do, all of the candidates, you're not up here, I want you to come on the front. I'm going to talk to everybody, but I want to talk to you. All the men's on this side, all the ladies on that side. Okay? All the men's over here. Yeah, all the men's over here. Thank you, sir. We'll share these first two rows for them. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We have waited for this day. It's been a while. Some of you have been waiting for a long time to get baptized in water. And we're glad that families and friends can share your experience of being baptized in water this day. And we are going to do so. Thank you, all of you, for coming. I want to take a minute, few minutes, and we're going to the water. And it's so good. We used to have to wait in the summertime. And for us here at Christian Fellowship Church, we had a horse trough out there, a big old tub, that we used for many years. But it's over with. We have, and we are grateful to God. The water is warm. It's not cold at all. Amen. So you won't, only time you might get chilly when you come out. But amen. We praise God for that. Amen. And I want you to ask the question. I'm going to ask the question, then we're going to answer it with scripture. I know you heard a lot of things, because you've been in the world anytime, you hear a lot of things. People say you ought to be baptized. Some say you ought to be sprinkled. Some say this. Why don't we just find out what Jesus said? Would that be okay? If Jesus said it, it's okay to do it, right? Amen. We find out what Jesus said. And I learned through the years not to take the opinion of men. You could get them for a dime a dozen and still won't have anything. Amen. But Jesus is the head of the church. If we can't listen to him and follow him, what are we doing? Amen. Amen. Praise God. So the question is this scripture to be baptized in water. Is it scripture? Well, let's see what Jesus said. I'm going to read this scripture from two different translations. Matthew Gospel 28:18-20, the King James says, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The Passion Translation says it like this. Then Jesus came close to them and said, all authority of the universe has been given to me. How much? Now go in my authority and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them how? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teach them to faithfully follow all that I have commanded you. And never forget that I am with you every day, even to the completion of this age. Amen.